The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
All right, in the murder case where Ahmaud Arbery ended up dead, the judge, Walmsley, is the Georgia Superior Court judge, is sentencing the perpetrators right now.
Questioned the tragedy that had occurred at the scene and was on, I believe, a body cam. I can't remember whose body cam, but the body cam, in fact, questioning whether or not what had occurred had occurred. And then took steps early on in this process, I think, that demonstrated that he had grave concerns that what had occurred should not have occurred. And I think that does make Mr. Bryan's situation a little bit different. However, Mr. Bryan has been convicted of felony murder. And I do not believe it can be disputed based on the facts of this case that the verdict was an appropriate verdict based upon the evidence presented, at least. And when I say appropriate, what I mean is legal. Because I believe there's been some discussion about some differences between Mr. Bryan and the McMichaels. There may be some differences, but it does not change the fact that was it not for the fact that Mr. Bryan used his vehicle in a way to impede Mr. Arbery's course of travel, this may not have ever occurred, and that is sufficient for felony murder. He did cooperate with law enforcement. I will point out, Mr. Goff, 17101B, there's actually a case out of Chatham County that says it would not apply under the circumstances of this case. So the court recognizing that Mr. Bryan's position is different. Again, Mr. Bryan was found not guilty on count one and count two. The court sentences Mr. Bryan to life with the possibility of parole on count three. Count four is vacated. Count five is vacated. Count six, the defendant was found not guilty. Count seven merges into count three. The defendant is sentenced to 10 years consecutive to count three on count eight and 5 years concurrent with count eight. Both of those counts, though, will be suspended sentences, which gives Mr. Bryan a life with the possibility of parole sentence.
Oh, my God, wow.
Those are the sentences. The court having pronounced sentence, first with regard to Travis McMichael. Mr. McMichael, you are hereby notified that under the law of Georgia, you are entitled to appeal the guilty verdict of the jury, and if you decide to do so, you must file your appeal within 30 days of this date. You are also informed that you have the right to retain a lawyer of your own choice to represent you on your post-trial motions and appeals to the appropriate appellate court of Georgia. If you cannot afford a lawyer, the court will appoint one for you. You are entitled to and will be given a transcript of all pretrial, trial, and post-trial matters without cost to you if you cannot afford a transcript. You may file a motion for a new trial, or you may appeal your case directly to the appropriate appellate court of Georgia for review. You are also advised that the statute of limitations for habeas corpus in this state is 4 years in the case of felonies and 1 year in the case of misdemeanors. The statute begins to run from the date the conviction becomes final. And just to be clear on the record, I'm going to go through the statement with regard to each defendant. So as to Gregory McMichael, you are hereby notified that under the law of Georgia, you are entitled to appeal the guilty verdict of the jury.
All right. This is legal, technicality crap. You can appeal, whatever. So it looks like Travis McMichael and Gregory McMichael have gotten life in prison without the possibility of parole. Without the possibility of parole. Now, in Georgia, the possibility of parole only actually occurs after serving 30 years of a life sentence. So parole was only possible for these two nudniks after serving 30 years. I don't know how old they are. I didn't look it up. I have no idea. And I don't actually care. And now you don't have to care either, because they will never ever get out of prison. And Roddy, remember Roddy, the one who literally entrapped and caged in with his truck Ahmed Arbery. He just got life in prison with a possibility of parole, I guess, after 30 years. And that would make him, I'm just guessing, somewhere in his 80s. So if he does get out after serving 30 years in his 80s, Georgia will just have another pasty old white guy, who hates America and black people. I guess that's all that there is to say about that. But listen, here's why this is a useful trial. These three animals, I don't know what to call them. These three Homo sapiens, okay? How's that? These three human beings were so completely hate-filled and willing to kill an unarmed black man who was simply jogging through Satilla Shores, Georgia. And we know that because we know that the 911 call that, Travis made was, there's a black man running in Satilla Shores, right? And so this was his reason for calling 911. I will say this, that they never introduced any evidence in this here trial, because they didn't need to, about the fact that these guys had racist posts on their Facebook page, that they had Confederate flags on their trucks. They didn't even bother going there. That stuff will come out in the subsequent trial. There will be a subsequent trial for hate crimes, a federal trial for hate crimes, which will look at all of their motivation, all of their intentions with regard to seeing a black man running through their dear sweet, neighborhood. So that will happen later. But the reason why I find this useful is because we're looking at going after a presidential administration and all the hangers-on in that presidential administration, the chief of staff, the Justice Department officials, the Jeffrey Clarks of the world, Congress members, the Biggs, the Gosars, the Mo Brooks, right? And this trial here, where these people were next to nobody, had very few connections. And the one connection that they did have was, Greg McMichael, Daddy. Daddy McMichael actually had worked for the district attorney's office as an investigator. That particular district attorney is now on trial for, recommending no arrest be made for these killers, right? And so there's another trial that's going to happen with regard to the murder of Ahmed Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia. So they were mildly connected to somebody near or in a position of power, having a charging decision to make about their murder of a 25-year-old kid. And this trial took 2 years to get to this day. 2 years to get to this day, where we now know that they will get life in prison without the possibility of parole. Travis and Greg and Roddy, William Bryan, he will serve 30 years and then maybe possibly get parole. I don't know. But when you're going after a former president of the United States and Congress members who are so completely politically situated and connected and supported by corporate America with money and donations and all of this. And, they had friends in the Justice Department. They had friendlies that were willing to look the other way. And they had senators, do you really think that we could get Ted Cruz to the bar of justice in less than 2 years? Right. So yesterday was the supposed commemoration. I can't call it an anniversary. Of a terrorist attack, of an insurrection, of an insurgency, which means lots of insurrections, because it was a procedural coup and there was a bloody coup that both happened on the same day, right? So do you think it's going to take less than 2 years? We have 1 year under our belt, but do you think it's going to take less than 2 years? See, that's what you need to understand.